Welcome to the Goal Getter Podcast. My name is Anna Wallace and I'm the founder of the Weight Loss Academy Coaching Certification. I'm a registered nutritionist, NLP practitioner and life and success coach. I'm a serial goal getter and obsessed with helping you achieve more out of life, more happiness, fulfillment, excitement, you name it. I want you to realize your potential and that everything you want to achieve is possible with the right attitude. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, take control of your eating habits, start a business, become a health coach, or connect yourself on a more spiritual level, this podcast is for you. Look at this podcast as your weekly dose of goodness to help you be, do, and have exactly what you want in life. I will provide you with the tools, strategies, resources, interviews, and solo episodes to inspire you to live your best life. I'm excited to guide you on this path, so thank you for hitting play. Let's dive in. Hi everyone, and welcome to episode one of the Goal Getter Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be chatting all about how you can reach your full potential. I thought this would be the really best place for us to start the podcast because we're going to be chatting a lot about reaching your goals, moving towards a life that fills you full of happiness, fulfillment, and where you're actually reaching your full potential. And I feel as individuals that this is something that we should be working on as we go through life, because I feel like when we're not reaching our full potential, and I don't know if we actually ever get there, but I feel like when we're not doing this, that our life can feel quite stagnant, and it can feel mundane, maybe unhappy. I feel like when we're really working towards our full potential, it makes us feel good. Life feels exciting and we're growing as individuals. And I think that's actually really, really important. So you might be thinking to yourself today, I don't really know what this means, or I don't really know if I'm actually even interested in it. And that's completely fine. But I want to share some tips and inspiration on how I move towards things in my life, which helps me reach my full potential. So the first tip I want to share with you today is all about being guided by your intuition. And we all have intuition, but I guess maybe we don't all pay attention to it. And I definitely didn't for a very large part of my life. It's probably in the past 5 or 6 years that this is something that I've started to pay attention to. And I believe that a lot of people don't listen to their intuition because they don't have a lot of confidence. So say, for example, your intuition would be when you're maybe, if you're watching somebody doing something and then you think to yourself, oh, like I would love to do that, or I would like to do that. But then maybe suddenly you shut yourself down and say, no, you wouldn't be able to do that, or that wouldn't be possible for you. So the intuition is there that could be something that you would enjoy. Say, for example, it's a new fitness class. If you see an advertisement of people for people doing like Zumba and it looks really fun and you think to yourself, like, I would actually really like to do that. Like that's like your intuition giving you that little nudge to say that's something that you would like to try. But then your confidence, your beliefs, they kick in and they say, it's like your own little inner voice, essentially. You know, it comes in and says, oh, no, you couldn't do that. And you wouldn't be good at that. You're not confident. You wouldn't look good enough. Like, so all this chatter comes in over it. And then it's like, okay, I'm not doing it. So that's generally what happens to a lot of people in life. They're going through life and there's so many different situations and opportunities that will come by, but people just constantly, they don't give in to those nudges. They don't listen to the nudges because they so quickly shut them down because the confidence kicks in, or the lack of confidence kicks in, or the think of who would I be to do that? That wouldn't be for me. So your intuition is always there. And I have found personally that the more times that I've been guided by my intuition and listened to it and made decisions from that place, that things have really rapidly changed in my life. So say, for example, when I was working my full-time job And I was making the decision to first of all go part-time. That was my first decision, was to go part-time. You know, my intuition, that idea didn't just come out of thin air. Like, you know, I had a thought, and I think these thoughts come from your intuition, that I should go part-time. No, I could have, you know, and I did, I suppose I did. There was like thoughts like, oh, can I do this? Like, it's risky. Is it silly? What am I doing? Am I going to be able to make this work? So of course, like, I had all these thoughts and feelings that definitely came up in that time, but I stayed true to myself and I listened to my intuition that this was the right thing for me to do. And I've really continued to do that over the past 5 or 6 years. And I truly believe that, like, listening to my intuition is one of the things that has helped me get to where I am today. And I'll be honest with you, there has been times when I have got, I don't want to say inspiration, but when I got kicks from my intuition that I should change something or that I should do something different or I should take a different path. And I've ignored it because it was scary, or I was like, I don't think I can do that. And I ignored it for a really long time. And eventually, that made the situation more difficult. And eventually I had to go with it because, you know, a year later, I'm still having these intuition kicks that I need to do something else. And just to give you an example of it, it was when I was making the decision to create the certification. You know, I had that thought. That was a thought for my, like, that was my intuition was guiding me towards that this was the next thing for me. But I had so much doubt and I had so much like, oh my gosh, is this the right thing to do? Who am I to do this? Can I make it work? So I'm just like you, you know, I have all those struggles inside that are telling me that I'm not good enough. But I and sometimes it takes me longer to listen to my intuition, which I've just sort of explained. But I, as I said, I'm reminded constantly that, you know, I'm getting these little kicks of intuition for a reason. And I believe that the quicker we are guided and the quicker we act on these little kicks, it's actually leading us to where we're supposed to be, leading us to our, you know, to living a life of our full potential. And what do I even mean by that? It's different for everyone, but I just think that we all have a lot more inside of us, but we're afraid to actually move towards whatever that is because of, you know, confidence, worthy issues, and lots of different things as well. So that's the first tip I actually wanted to share with you today, is be guided by your intuition. Listen to those little ideas and things that come up, whether it's starting something new, going to a new fitness class, a different career, learning something. There's so many different things. Starting a podcast, you know, like me as well. So, you know, it's coming up for a reason. Try to reduce, I don't want to say reduce, but try not to pay attention to your inner chatter, because it's going to try and talk you out of it and try and tell you that it's a bad idea. But you're getting those little kicks of intuition for a reason. Okay, that's the first tip I want to share with you today. The second tip is all about taking risks. Now, when I say taking risks, I don't mean go out there and sell your house and take all the money out of your bank and go and give it to somebody else. That's definitely not what I mean. I just mean that do things that are a little bit out of your comfort zone. And it's different for every single one of us. But I truly believe that, as I say, we've got so much potential inside of us. And I don't believe that we're living to that potential, you know? So, but one way to step into that is to take risks, is to do things that are a bit different, is to, you know, do the things that maybe not everybody else is doing. Again, like, I'm going to be speaking a lot from my own personal experience on the podcast of, like, how I've taken risks over and over again. And, you know, most of the time, they've really played in my favor. I don't believe that we really achieve our full potential when we're playing small. So say, for example, whenever I was making the transition from, you know, only doing like nutrition coaching to creating the certification, like, that was a big risk because I was stepping into something that was completely new. you know, like there was a lot of different risks that were associated with it. But when I made that decision and when I went for it, again, my life has changed dramatically since I made that decision. So personally, a lot of times when I have taken risks, it's paid off in a positive way. For example, when we decided to give up our apartment and go traveling, you know, for 8 months, like my life changed so much from that one experience. And that was a risk. You know, John was leaving his job. I was keeping us financially stable. Oh, we were getting rid of everything in our home. But it was a risk. And a lot of people thought I was crazy. You know, actually, most of the time, people around me think I'm crazy. They don't know why I'm doing the things that I'm doing in life, because I'm not doing the things that everybody else is doing. So everybody was thinking, like, why are you doing this? And I look at life as an adventure, essentially. You know, I think that, like, we're here, we get one shot. Like, if you want to do something, go do it. Like, I always look at it like this. Is anybody going to die? Like, what's the worst case scenario? Like, say, for example, if we went traveling and it didn't work out or we didn't enjoy it, we would just come home. Like, there's always a solution to things. That's the way I look at it anyway. So take risks. You know, there's so many different things that you could do. And I guarantee you that you constantly get little ideas. Again, it's also about your intuition, you know, about different things that you want to do. But it's like, yeah, it's a little bit different. Or it's a bit risky. Of course, don't go out there and do things that are completely, you know, that could put you in danger. For example, like, as I said, going into your bank and taking all your money out and doing something crazy like that. Like, that's not what this means. But you can take risks in life. And I believe that when you do, it definitely moves you towards living your potential. Because as I said to you, me personally, I've done it a lot. And it's really, really impacted my life massively. The other tip that I want to share with you today is, you know, do what makes you happy. And I suppose it's quite cliche, isn't it? Oh yeah, do what makes you happy. Like, that's easy. Or what does that even mean? You know? And for a long time, I didn't really know what that actually meant. You know, when I was working in my full-time job, I had my degree. I was working as a research associate. I was going into the office every single day. I was feeling so bored, uninspired. I used to wait for Friday to come around so I could go out and get drunk. I would wake up on Saturday and feel horrendous. And life felt really mundane. I didn't feel particularly happy. And because, you know, in our job, we are working most of our lives, of course, that has an impact on us, you know. And if we're not enjoying it, you know, that is going to have an impact on how we feel. And when I wasn't enjoying my full-time job, it was absolutely having an impact on how I felt. You know, I was wishing my life away because I was waiting for Friday to come, you know, when Monday was coming around again, I was absolutely dreading it. I was waiting for holidays to come so I could go and take time off work. And I just kind of thought to myself, is this the way that I want to live my life? And I started questioning it and I started thinking to myself, like, okay, I'm going to be working for the next 50 years. Is this it? I don't believe that we're put on this earth to be doing something on a daily basis that we don't actually enjoy. And everybody enjoys doing different things. So for some people, that's owning a business. For some people, that's going in and working in a hospital and actually helping people that way. It's different for everyone. But do what makes you happy. And I will tell you something, that's quite a hard thing to do. Because if you are in something right now, if you're working in a job right now that doesn't make you happy, and if you want to make a change, there will be people around you that will tell you not to, or will ask you, is that the right decision? You know, should you do it? You know, why can't you just, again, I'm speaking a lot from my own experience. You know, why can't you just be happy in your normal job? You've got a good salary, you've got a permanent position, you know, all those things are going to come up. And when people around you aren't so supporting, it's quite hard to move towards that thing that you think is going to make you happy. Because at the end of the day, we want people around us to support us. But that's not always the case. And we have to remember that the people around us, when they're giving us advice, they're giving us advice on how they would live They're giving us advice based on how they would make that decision themselves. So say, for example, if my boyfriend, fiance, partner, whatever you want to call him, and he's been so supportive from the start, by the way. He's been one of the people that has stood behind me in all my decisions every single step of the way. But just as an example here, if John said to me that he didn't think it was a good idea for me to, quit my job when I was going to go full-time in my business, he's just telling me that because that's simply the decision that he would make himself. Okay, so when people are giving you advice, they're giving you advice based on how they would make that decision. Okay, so you have to remember that. It's not actually about you. It's about their life and how they would make that decision. Okay, so sometimes we have to be careful of, I don't want to say where we take our advice from, but we have to realize that not everybody is going to be interested in growing, in doing things that make them happy. Some people are just going to go along and be stuck in the mundane of life and not make changes. That's okay. That's their life. But if you have the feeling that you want to move towards something that's going to make you more happy, more fulfilled, whatever that is, if you want to take on a new project, if you want to write a book, if you want to study something different, you have to follow your intuition and do what makes you happy. And realize that it's normal to not always have the support of other people around you. It's just because they don't understand and they wouldn't do it themselves. It's actually nothing personal, okay? That is the third tip that I wanted to share with you today. And the next tip that I want to share with you is all about spending time with people who encourage you. And who encourage you and inspire you, So when I first started my business, just to give you a little bit of context, I'm from a pretty small town in Northern Ireland. I don't really think anyone really in the town where I'm from does any kind of social media stuff or is, there's definitely business owners and stuff there, but I don't really know anyone that's doing what I'm doing. Maybe there is a few people now, 5 years down the line, but when I was starting, there was definitely not a lot of people that were doing what I was doing. Now, bearing in mind, I had moved to another country, so I was definitely quite isolated, which in a way was quite a good thing because I was so isolated in a country with no family around me, and of course I had friends, but actually not that many. And this meant that I had a lot of time to think to myself and to really dive into what was going to make me happy and what I actually wanted to work towards. But again, I didn't have a lot of people around me that were encouraging me. So I definitely felt very lonely. But when I started to build my network and I started to find people online that were also owning their own business, and I started to find people that, were like me, that, wanted more out of life and were inspiring, and they were I don't want to say that other people are not interesting, but more just like people that were doing similar things to what I was doing. And then I was seeing these people achieve things, living a life that was different and being confident in themselves. So the more I surrounded myself with people that were doing, bigger things, the more it actually helped me, because then I was able to start to see what was actually possible for me. So when you're wanting to reach your potential, all you have to do is look around you and see other people around you that are achieving really massive things in this world. And I don't think achieving is like achieving, like, oh, like going out there and achieving something, like it's all about numbers and stuff like that. Like, I don't really look at it like that. I more like look at it as in going out there and doing something that really sets your soul on fire. So like for me, really making an impact in the dieting industry and empowering women to become coaches so that they can, support me in this mission in the dieting industry. Like, that sets my soul on fire massively, because I know directly I'm having an impact on the dieting industry, because more women are going to stop dieting and lose weight without having to do, miserable diets or calorie counting and stuff like that. And then on the other hand as well, I'm empowering women to study nutrition, to work for themselves, to have an income, to have more freedom. I know how my life has changed from that, and I've now created a life that's definitely very, very different to what I ever thought it was going to be like. And I want that for more women as well. So this is like this is my passion, this is my purpose. And when I get up every single day, I don't necessarily feel like I'm going to work. Of course, you still have to put the hours in, but I can nearly run upstairs to my office every single day and work, and because I thrive in this. I thrive, and I'm just so, yeah, it's my purpose. So one of the best things that you can do is spend time with people who actually encourage you, who are, you know, inspiring you to take action towards your dreams, whatever they are, okay? To go do traveling, to take that different job, to apply for something else, whatever it is, you know, go to networking events, join different communities, because you have to realize that not everyone in your close circle is going to understand why you're doing this. And that's okay, because everybody's on a different path. So it's important for you to be around people that actually inspire you and encourage you to keep going towards what it is that you're actually after, okay? And the final tip that I want to share with you today is actually all about having confidence in yourself. I wish I could just go along and sprinkle confidence on anyone that actually needs it. And I think we all need it. And it's definitely something that we all struggle with. But one thing I've learned over the past 6 years is, gosh, we are capable of so much more. And I just mean that, like, you've got so much potential that you don't even realize. Like, people struggle with their confidence, and they believe that they're not worthy, or they wouldn't be able to achieve something, or, you know, who are they to do this? I think so many, or they've got fear around, you know, making a decision. So many people are walking around in their lives, and they have dreams and desires to do these big things, that whether it's to climb a mountain somewhere that's absolutely huge, or to, take a trip somewhere that's really adventurous, or to study something, whatever it is. I think that we're all walking around with things that we really want to achieve in our lives. There are dreams, there are desires, but so many people aren't doing it because of the fear, because not feeling confident in themselves. Like, I can't do this. It wouldn't be for me. It wouldn't work out. I'm just silly. Why would I do that? I'll just plod along with the way things are going right now. And again, I don't think that this is the purpose of life. I think we're here for adventure. We're here to make it fun. We're here to be happy. That doesn't mean we're going to be happy all the time. Of course, like, life happens. It's going to be stressful. There'll be things that come along. But realize that, I don't want to say you can achieve anything that you set out to, but I really truly believe that we all have so much more potential inside of us. And if we had a little bit more confidence in ourselves, that we would be able to feel more happy in life overall, and feel more happier in relationships, in our work, in everything. And I think that when you actually start taking action towards the things that you actually want, your dreams and desires, your confidence grows. Because when you take action, that little bit of confidence comes, and it gives you that little bit of boost where it's like, yeah, you know what? I can do this. So, for example, when we have students sign up to our coaching certification, before it, they have all the fear, like, oh, I don't know if I can do this, or, you know, is this right for me, or, you know, who am I to do this? But whenever they enroll in the certification and they're in our community and we're guiding them, they're learning, they get that confidence where they're like, or they see other people doing it. They see other people that have graduated and they think, hey, if she can do it, why couldn't I do it? And that's also what I always say, like, if somebody else is doing something, why couldn't you do it, you know? So have a bit of confidence in yourself, and realize that confidence will grow the more action that you take, because also the more action you take, you're going to actually achieve more as well. And that directly impacts your confidence. So folks, that is everything that I wanted to share with you today. Again, I think I've stressed this quite a few times during today's episode, but I truly believe deep down inside myself that we all have a purpose, and every single person's purpose is completely different. But if you're unhappy in your life right now with whatever that is, you can always take steps to change it, and you should. And I remember one point in my life where when things were boring and they were mundane, and I wasn't particularly happy, and I was definitely using alcohol a lot more than what I would have liked. And at one point my life could have went a completely different way. But I was guided by that intuition, and I started taking action. And I started with just a little bit of confidence in myself, that little bit of belief in myself that actually maybe I could do something different. And to be honest with you, I have never, ever, ever, ever looked back. It all started with that one decision. So be guided by your intuition. Trust me, it's leading you in the right way. And I also really, really appreciate you tuning into episode one of the podcast. I appreciate that you took some time out to listen. I hope you got some tips from it. I hope it inspires you to believe in yourself more often. And I will see you soon for episode two.